right. Live for No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless. Here to tell you the truth. And I mean, let's be honest. Somebody has to do that. And we're here to do it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, William Shatner was able to go oldly, where no man ever went before, at the age of 90, into space. Number two, COVID numbers rising again in Minnesota despite harsh restrictions and lockdowns to battle the virus. Looks like another blue state turning red. And number three, the support for Joe Biden, the Democrats, cratering, as you well know, and there are plenty of reasons for that, but the bottom of the fall could still be a ways off. He's still plummeting, you see. Joe Biden's like the old coach that takes a new job and can't figure out how to get the team to win. You've seen it before. The old coach shows up, he's won every place he's been, and it's a disaster. He keeps going back to the well, trying the old stuff, and yet nothing good happens, and nothing good is happening now. That's where we're at right now in America. And it's not like he's surrounded by a bunch of really talented people that can help him dig out of this hole and get back on a winning streak. No. Old Joe is just too weak to make that happen. He won't take questions as the economy is listing, looking like things are about to get a lot worse before they ever get better. Heading into winter, big trouble on the horizon. First, the jobs report from Friday, less than 40% of what it was supposed to be, and yet the teetering old fool said it was good. Let's be clear, it was not. Next comes the consumer price index that shows inflation has jumped 5.4% year on year. We're up 5.4%. Huge jump from where we've been. Led by price hikes in housing, food, and energy, the economy's just in trouble. And wait, just wait. The latest prediction that came out from the U.S. government is that home heating bills could jump more than 50%. Some are saying in places like Maine, the state of Maine, your heating bills this winter could actually double. And my friends, there's no coming back from that, because most of the economic forecasts are now saying this stiff hit from inflation, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be around for the next couple of years at least. Next couple of years at least. So I've told you, every day we're going to share some stuff from around the country. We've been to Florida and Minnesota and elsewhere this week. Today, New Jersey, where the general manager of a supermarket says they're getting hit from every direction on the cost of, well, everything. Listen.
We're sort of in the middle of a tsunami of food right now. Not only are we seeing some inflation in the food prices, but also we're seeing all these disruptions in the supply chain. And then also the big thing is labor. We've had to raise our labor rates over 10% just to get the best people.
Just to get the best people, have to keep continue to pay more if they'll even show up for the job. The cost of everything's out of control. He knows it. His customers certainly know it. After giving weak and ineffectual remarks on the mounting problems facing the United States and the world economy, they got together yesterday, you see, did Joe Biden and some reporters. He was going to share, after months of research, what they had discovered about the supply chain problems. All those ships sitting off the port of Los Angeles, in every port around America, ships sitting there bobbing around in the ocean waiting to unload. You know what they discovered? If they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they can move more material. No kidding. If you work hard, this is like a revelation to the left. If you work hard, you get more stuff done. Wow. So if we work around the clock every day of the week, we can get more ships unloaded. This is why Washington is a joke. This is really their big revelation. And after he gave his remarks, ineffectual and pointless as they were, to the media, gathered, drooling, hanging on his every indecipherable word, Joe Biden did what he always does. He walked straight out of the room, ignoring questions from reporters. I want to share it with you because it's such a special moment. Here it is.
Thank you all so very much.
Do you have a clue what's going on, Mr. President? Are you going for nap time early? Are you having graham crackers and milk? Doesn't matter. He's not going to answer questions. He's done exactly one freeform, one actual press conference since taking office. That's a fact. Every other event is scripted, handled, controlled. It's a joke. Van Jones, the far left socialist activist and talking head, is declaring the end of the line for Joe Biden. Said it's all falling apart. It's not coming back because all of the missteps, the unforced errors, the failure of leadership at every level. Listen.
The honeymoon's over. There was a moment where it's like Trump's, goodbye Trump, hello vaccines. We're so glad to see you, Joe Biden. That's kind of how this year started. And then, he actually got stuff done. Don't forget, you got 200 million Americans who are vaccinated right now. You got $1 trillion that he was able to move out into the economy with the rescue plan. He's, dealing with the coup attempt well. His Department of Justice is going after voter suppression. He's doing a lot of good stuff. The problem is that he put himself in a position where he made big, bold claims about the rest of the agenda. You think this great stuff that we did is good? It's nothing. Wait until this summer when you're going to get all this other stuff. And then he steps on a rake, and then he slips on a banana peel, and then he falls down the stairs with some marbles. And now people are looking at him in a negative light.
Even Van Jones' defense is indefensible for a moment there. He put out $1 trillion of the economy. No. No, he didn't, Van. He signed a $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, of which 2.5% has been spent as of last week. He's put nothing on. In fact, the CARES Act put out by President Donald Trump at $2.2 trillion, that money hasn't been spent. The $1.9 trillion has barely begun to be spent. It's all out there. In fact, the American Rescue Plan, you don't even have to have your plan on how you're going to spend your money if you're a state or city until 2024. Such an emergency that you can wait another 3 years from now. Emergency. Van Jones says there have to be a series of wins from this point forward to right the ship. Really is quite a list. Listen.
I'm worried right now like I said, he's not getting credit for the great stuff that he's done because he promised more and hadn't delivered yet. And so I'm worried. At the same time, I do fundamentally think that we're going to be in a better place with regard to COVID this time next year. You had the number earlier, almost 80%. We're getting close to herd immunity. If you'd stop with Delta, if you don't wind up with an Omega variant, I think this time next year, cases are down, gas prices are down, jobs are up, and he's got some real legislative wins. But if you don't, if any of those four go the wrong way, if cases are up, gas prices are up, you still can't pull up a legislative win, we're in very deep trouble.
Oh, we're in deep trouble, Van. You're right about that, because we've elected a person who's completely incapable of doing the job. We have a completely incompetent person occupying the Oval Office, however they got there. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, he is there at the moment, and he can't do the job, period. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about protecting your food supply in America. Critically important. Don't go anywhere. Adam Lallone will be here from Patriot Foods straight ahead. Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair. But those who built and have preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our founding fathers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of the past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today at GruberForHillsdale.com. That's GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. It's already week 7 of the college football season. In the Mid-American Conference, Eastern, Central, and Western Michigan all find themselves better than 500 at the midway point of the year. Central got back to 3-3 after a 30-27 win at Ohio. Western dropped to 4-2 after getting beat by Ball State at Waldo Stadium 5-20. And Eastern survived in the factory 13-12 winners over Miami in week 6. Both Michigan and Michigan State remain unbeaten this season and both find themselves in the top 25. Number 8 Michigan has a bye this week, while number 10 MSU travels to Indiana. The Big Ten features 5 teams ranked in the top 10, joining Michigan State and Michigan are number 2 Iowa, number 6 Ohio State, and number 7 Penn State. There are only 2 games in the Week 7 slate that feature 2 top 25 matchups. Number 25 Texas hosting number 12 Oklahoma State, and number 11 Kentucky traveling to the number 1 team in the nation, the Georgia Bulldogs.